בעשיריות.
Preparation in the tents.
טוב, לטובת המתרגמים אנחנו נגיד שאנחנו נקרא מהקדמה.
We will be reading from the introduction at Tess.
ננסה ככה לחבר את כל
item 140-155.
בקריאה משותפת.
And reading together.
ננסה לחבר את זה עכשיו לסי.
Trying to connect it to the peak of this lesson. And here it is.
So
we have to ask, why did the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Because there is a wonderful virtue for those that study the wisdom of Kabbalah, even though that they do not understand what they're studying. As a result of the strong desire, they awaken the lights surrounding their soul.
According to that, we must ask, why do the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing in this worthy being publicized. There is a wonderful and valuable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although they do not understand what they are learning, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning, they awaken upon themselves the light that surrounds their souls. This means that every person from Israel is guaranteed to finally attain all the wonderful attainments that the Creator contemplated in the thought of creation to delight every creature. And one who has not been awarded in this life will be granted in the next life, until one is awarded completing his thought, which he had planned for him. And while one has not attained perfection, the lights that are destined to reach him are considered surrounding lights. That means that they stand ready for him, but are waiting for him to purify his vessels of reception, at which time these lights will clothe the able vessels. Hence, even when he does not have the vessels, when he engages in this wisdom, mentioning the names of the lights and the vessels related to his soul, they immediately shine upon him to a certain extent. However, they shine for him without clothing in the interior of his soul, for lack of able vessels to receive them. Yet the illumination one receives time after time during the engagement draws upon him grace from above, imparting him with abundance of sanctity and purity, which bring him much closer to achieving perfection.
So, let's try and gather all the best and lowest moments we had on the way and try and focus them, zoom in on them, through them to see this entire lesson and see and reach a point where we can bestow contentment to the Creator, warm the hearts of all of the friends in the world clear to that point.
Yeah, we're in a very important and exalted state after a serious evening night where we all studied the Zohar with one intention. From above, there's a time and a desire for this to happen. So it's all about us putting out all of our longing and readiness and to make every effort that in the connection between us will bring joy to the Creator.
What can I say? There is a wonderful remedy, and this is the only thing worthwhile of being publicized. So we should talk about it between us and pass it on to everyone that there is light in the writings that can purify the intention we were born with. May we draw the light. Amen.
I'm happy we have a new day in a new state, as if yesterday left an impression in the heart, but there's a new feeling already. And we shouldn't cling on to peaks or low parts that somebody can experience, but to throw ourselves from those feelings into the center of the group and build that second story together. That's our constant work. And we need to ignite each other from the friends to get the fuel to work from the good and from the bad, but fuel.
And we have to be grateful for the opportunity that we have, that the Creator has brought us here. It's a good sign that we can awaken our soul now with the Rav, with the writings, with the friends. We have an opportunity to exert in prayer for connection, and everything's open. And everyone that's listening to us, then this is really the time to direct our prayer to see what do we want to get out of this special meeting of ours.
I think that in the last month we learned that our peak moments are when we can isolate what we feel or think, what we're doing, or what we're showing the 10, which is something great. And it starts separating us from the beast to man. To bestow contentment to the 10, that's the beginning of the Adam in us. And these two levels is something we have to keep. It's a divine gift that we need to strengthen and turn it into the connection between us and to man eventually. That's why we gathered here.
Yeah, and we can't keep these two levels if we're not doing it for the 10, for the friends. And so, during the lesson, we'd like to be inspired as much as possible by each other's chisaron, so we can have what to turn to the Creator with.
Think of our friends in the 10 that still haven't come here physically.
Let's support each other in the 10. And maybe this way we'll be able to pass it on to others.
Well, think of all our friends around the world that are not that are watching us virtual or individual friends or going through difficulties. We're one system, and we want as one system to give forces to those places who need strengthening and awaken and push from behind those places where people are sitting easily on the couch. We're running ahead towards the Creator.
From the excerpts for Shavuot, it goes, our sages said about this, the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. In other words, through the Sgula of Torah and Mitzvot, a person can obtain the desire to bestow. This is the only way by which one can be rewarded with the vessels of bestowal. And our sages said about it, the light in it reforms him. It follows that through the Torah, a person will obtain vessels of bestowal, and then he will be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wants to give the created beings again. Excerpt number 7. Our sages said about this, the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. In other words, through the Zgula of Torah and Mitzvot, a person can obtain the desire to bestow. This is the only way by which one can be rewarded with vessels of bestowal, and our sages said about it, the light in it reforms him. It follows that through the Torah, a person will obtain vessels of bestowal, and then he will be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wants to give the created beings.
Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Ve Hu Yoshienu.